Here's your money briefing for Thursday, June 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The nation's rock-solid job market may be starting to show some cracks. Not long after recruiting candidates, companies are starting to rescind job offers, and that's left some future hires scrambling.
I reviewed everything on Glassdoor, and I was just honestly devastated, at a loss, shocked, and just upset.
Coming up, we'll hear from more people whose job offers were nixed after signing on the dotted line. Plus, WSJ reporter Angela Yang will discuss why this is happening and what it says about the direction of the labor market. That's after the break.
In growing companies, there are two kinds of CFOs: the ones overwhelmed with manual processes, errors, and lack of control of the numbers, and the one who uses NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system, with visibility and control of financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting. NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Imagine you've landed the job you really want. You're excited. You sign all the papers. Get ready for your start date. And then, before your first day, that offer disappears, rescinded. It sounds like bad luck, especially in what is supposed to be a hot labor market, but it's been happening to more people, and it could be a sign that things are cooling off. WSJ reporter Angela Yang spoke to several people who've gone through it, and she joins me now. Angela, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be here.
So Angela, all we hear about is that we're in a job seeker's market, and companies are scrambling to fill positions. So why are some companies rescinding job offers?
This is still a really strong job market. Many companies are still hiring, but some are experiencing a shift in the skill sets that clients demand, or facing drastic changes in market demand for their industry. And so we're seeing some hiring freezes, layoffs, and unfortunately also some jobs offers being rescinded.
So how long after signing all the papers are some people seeing their job offers pulled back?
It really varies. It could be anywhere from a few weeks to even a couple of months. I talked to one student, Franco Salinas, who just graduated from college, and he's an international student from Peru. So for him, finding a job requires navigating some extra hurdles. To stay in the country after graduation, he essentially had around 90 days to find a job that would sponsor his work visa. So when he got that job back in October, he was basically set for the rest of his college year. And it really took him by surprise.
I get a phone call from the recruiter, and he's like, yeah, I'm really sad to tell you that we are going to rescind your offer because of changes in market demand for data analysts. And at that moment, I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. You know, like, it's a job I had lined up approximately 5 months before. And like, I had given up on many other like opportunities when signing that contract, because that's what they ask you. You know, like, when you sign an offer letter, they're like, you're, by signing this, you're agreeing to like give up on any selection processes or recruitment processes that you are on. So it really, after signing a lease to be closer to the company and like getting a roommate and planning all of my finances and all of my life around that job position, is quite an inconvenient timing.
So Angela, what is he doing now?
So now he's kind of back to square one of like needing to find a job before he has to go back to his country of birth. Now, I also spoke to another recent graduate, Jenna Radwan, a 21-year-old in California who graduated into the best job market for new grads that we've seen in years. So she was pretty confident about her leverage going into this. She said she really prioritized salary and negotiated a compensation package with a tech startup that really impressed her with what they gave her. So she turned down multiple written offers and withdrew from all of her other ongoing hiring processes to accept that offer. But 2 weeks before she was supposed to start her first postgrad job, she got an email telling her the company had entered a hiring freeze and would have to withdraw her offer.
I was honestly so crushed because I was just tired at that point. I was like, what does this even mean? I was like, I didn't even know that this type of thing could even happen. Like, I had my financial advisor like look at everything, and she was like, this company looks great. Mm-hmm. I reviewed everything on Glassdoor. And I was just honestly devastated, at a loss, shocked, and just upset. I was a business major, so I understand the risky business of startups, but I also do know that with a lot of risk comes reward. And I also do know that of the startups, software is usually the way to go. Mm-hmm. So I didn't see it as a huge risk when I went ahead and said, you know what, they really want me, it's going to give me flexibility. I don't have to go into the office. I get to make my own schedule. I don't really have to report into anybody necessarily. And they're going to give me a really good salary.
You know, going forward, how does that affect your outlook in your job search? Are you worried about the same thing happening again in the future?
Of course. I'm definitely considering things like job security now. I'm definitely like considering things like how long has this company been in business? What is their track record like? Doing more thorough research, asking around, and, you know, just looking at their financials and being, you know, aware of the industry that they're in, how sustainable the business model is.
So definitely some lessons to be learned there. But you know, Angela, when people get a job offer, it often triggers a domino effect. You know, with current jobs, other jobs they might be applying for, and even things going on in their life.
Yeah, that happened to another woman I spoke to, Raleigh Burke, a 35-year-old professional from San Diego who works in the insurance industry. After looking for a new position for the greater part of the past year or so, she said she accepted a job in May from a company that really heavily recruited her. So she put in her resignation notice the same day that she accepted the offer. And then she went on vacation to Hawaii, fully planning to start the new job the following week. But when she returned, she found her offer withdrawn.
I had, you know, tried to plan everything out, resign on a certain day, go on my vacation, which I had planned and, you know, set aside the funds for. I accepted the offer with the full intention of coming back the week after my vacation and starting with the new company. And they pulled the plug. And I was like, well, what's going on? They're like, we decided to go in another route, which was kind of disturbing because I'm kind of just like left here up a river without a paddle. After putting in my notice and leaving my other position at my old company, and then kind of just like stuck in limbo, not really sure if I qualify for unemployment, having to start the interviewing processes all over again and the application processes. I even turned down another offer with another company because I accepted this one. But now I'm also worried about the market and the hiring freezes being put in place.
You know, Angela, this is becoming a concern among a lot of people as more companies have signaled that they're becoming more cautious about hiring.
Yeah, it is. And we should add that we reached out to the company that rescinded Raleigh's job offer for comment, but we haven't heard back.
And you know, Angela, we've discussed quite a bit on the show about the fierce competition among companies for workers. Has that changed?
Well, a lot of hiring managers say signing up new recruits is still highly competitive. A survey from Gartner of more than 350 HR executives found that half of them thought the competition for talent would actually increase over the next 6 months. And nearly two-thirds of them said they haven't made any changes to their hiring processes or their budgets or their HR budgets in response to changes in the market.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Angela Yang. Angela, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.